Don't fill up, be sure to smash upon the like button. Let's get it. Nowadays, nothing really is ice. Only one of me and nobody like me. Phone ringing and I tell him it's ice. I got wifey on blinging she ice. Freeze, photo. As the room fill up, be sure to know sharing is caring. The name is Law Nation. Come on. Young, but I move like a new deal to my lawyer. If you're down in my management, I'm just warming up a way to lie. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's good, everybody? The name is Law Nation. As we continue to talk about the off season, we know it's long. And when the off season is long, a lot of people love to do rankings. And then a lot of people love to do comparison. And comparison is the robber of all joy. It's the thief of joy. It is a substance that when you compare something, normally you liken to compare something that's close, right? Michael Jordan versus Kobe. Michael Jordan versus Magic at the time when he first started off, okay? And then down the line, you see the separations between the two. And for some reason, there's been this conversation about gap. Who is closing in on the gap? Is there a big gap? Is there a small gap? Are there any gaps in between? And I can tell you, first and foremost, before we get into this conversation, the Eagles had an unbelievable season last season. Shout out to those boys going all the way to the Super Bowl. And that is remarkable for their franchise to be in a situation of 17 playoffs victories since 2000, right? Since their history starts at 2000, and they were able to ultimately win a Super Bowl in 2017. For the most of us, we all applaud them and said, thank them. You know, we thank them. Hey, shout out to the Eagles, man, for winning the Super Bowl, for finally getting that ring. And now we can go around saying that everything. Yeah, Michael Jordan versus LeBron. Yeah, ain't this right, Brandy? So people love to do the comparisons. Yeah, and when they won the Super Bowl, we was like, all right, okay, cool, do it again. And they were the ones saying that they were the dynasty. They were the ones that said, you know what, they no longer can bring up the Super Bowls or world championships that they won in 1933 and 1911 and all of that other stuff, right? They said, okay, now they got their Super Bowl. And they start knocking on the table and saying they're a dynasty now, right? And we were sitting like, hold on now, hold on. You know, to get to that point is going to be difficult. And just last season, they made it back to the Super Bowl, ultimately lost to the Kansas City Chiefs by 3 points. But now all of a sudden, you know, the gap is closed. The gap from generating one trumps five, because the fifth Super Bowl that the Cowboys had was in the 90s. It was last century, right? And I get all of that, right? But at some point, you got to realize that, yeah, you're still behind. And we are the boss that you fight at the end. There's no one that can out-debate that point right there. For the Eagles to get past or get close to us, they got to first get past Washington, right? Washington got 3 rings. So put it like this. If there are no gaps between 1 and 3, so you mean to tell me, for logical speaking, that just by age alone you can close a gap, meaning that if I don't want 10 things in my life, right? If I don't want 5, let me just use the tangible things. So if I won 5 rings, let's say for instance, I won 5 rings, 5 of them, and I didn't win another 5 ring in 20 to 30 years, right? And I still have my 5 rings. So you, by chance, winning a ring yesterday, you just yesterday, we're just going to use this from this point of an argument. You winning a ring yesterday. That is closing the gap on 5? Come on, man. I can't make this stuff up. So even from a number standpoint, what is closer to 5? Is 1 closer to 5, or is 2 closer to 5, or 3 closer to 5, or 4 closer to 5, or 5 is 5? I need to know. I want to know. Can somebody tell me, because I must have skipped out on that part in math, you know, I need to know. Can somebody tell me? So 30-year-old winless witness doesn't do nothing. Okay, Philly Dick. So, and I'm glad that you said something, because I really want to know if it's been 10,000 days, right? Or if it's been 30 years, if it's been ultimately 30 years, how come within that same time span, you haven't caught up to the five that we already have since they're so old? I just need to know. I just want to know. I just need to know. I need to know. So from my knowledge and my wisdom and understanding, that the Eagles fans and their fan base, they need to focus and concentrate on Washington. They need to. Because at the end of the day, their whole argument is that they are better, right? For the last 27 years, they are better. They are absolute better than the Cowboys. Well, I will give you that. If you want to feel good about being better than the Cowboys, I will absolutely give you that. You can feel good, but the results doesn't speak such, right? It doesn't. It doesn't speak such, but it is what it is. Because there's somebody that's out here thinking that they're one just because they got one 2 days ago is greater than the five that we had 10 days ago, 20 days ago. For you to never seen five or feel five or been in the conversation of five, you still need to be looking up to the five, right? Which you are. And the good thing about it, have you ever noticed that people love to compare greatness to greatness? Nobody's making an argument of comparison to something to nothing, right? That's why Michael Jordan will always be, hey, LeBron James ain't no Michael Jordan, right? Kobe ain't no Michael Jordan, because he is great. They're not finna sit back and say, okay, I'm going to compare somebody to Baby Jordan. What's his name? Harold Miner? Nobody's saying, hey, man, I want to be compared to Harold Miner. No, that is what it is. But neither here nor there. I want to be able to listen in to some of the Philly folks. You know, we're going to open up the phone lines. So the phone lines is 657-390-7391. That's the number. And you guys can let me know how you guys feel. Or, you know, the Cowboys, it's fan fun Friday. Come on. Come on. Jordan is no Bill Russell, yeah. I feel you on that, you know. Come on. And Bill Russell is no Jordan. Come on. Also, as you guys can see, my guy Michael Parsons up in the chat. Come on.
All participants are muted. Keep it off the books and keep it coming in.
See what I'm coming in. Whoa. Inside caramel just like a 100 grand. Inside caramel just like a 100 grand. And speaking of that, man, God dog, I got 100 grand with a plan on the line, man. What's good with you, bro?
My boy, chilling, man. Listen.
Talk to me, man. Holler at your boy,
listen,
man.
Listen, bro. You don't see us saying, hey, Patriots. Hey, Steelers. We're better than you. No.
No.
We don't even put ourselves up there. Yeah. We stay in our place.
Right.
And we keep it moving, bro.
Hey, if it's one team that I know for sure, that I don't want to win, are the Niners. You know, those are all real rivalries, right?
Yeah, the Niners. They got the same as us.
They got the same as us, and they knocked us out two times for your mind. So when Niners talk, I'd be like, I can't. They took my mouth, man. I'm sitting here like, but I'm gonna still fight those boys. You know,
we can fight with them.
We
can fight with them because they have the same amount as us.
Yeah,
we can go to war all day long.
But we can
go to war with a Patriots fan. I can't do that. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I hate the Steelers, but I gotta know my place when it comes to that ring talk.
You're right.
You know, the Eagles don't know they play.
They don't. They should be. If I was an Eagles fan, I'll be talking Donkey Kong side stuff to the Washington. You know what I'm saying? Because that's their next opponent. They got to get by. That's Vega. You know, when you play a Street Fighter, you got to fight Vega first. You know, then Saget, and then Bison. We Bison.
Nobody cares about since 2000. You did this since 2000. You did that. You won one ring since 2000. What about that? since they want to cut it off at 2000, you won one ring.
Yeah.
They don't want to mention that, though. They don't want to talk about that. They just cruise past that part. You know, they just say, oh, we got all these playoff wins. We did this, we did that, blah, 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 blah. One ring.
And we're not, look, here's what I'm saying. Because at the time they got the ring, I was like, whew. And then it was a mute point because then the following year, Brady ended up winning again anyhow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it was like a mute point, you know, like because I think they wanted 18, right? The Patriots or some crap. They wanted 18 or 19
or
something.
Like that.
I said, God, dog, man, that dog old Brady still got his fifth ring, and then he fooled around and went to Tampa Bay and got him a sixth ring. So I'm sitting here like, God.
He got seven.
We got his sixth ring then, right? So the brother got seven. He got so many rings, I'm forgetting the count. But at the same time, but when they played against the Eagles that year, I was like, yeah, woo. But he ended up getting his seventh ring anyway. So it's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
It's crazy, but you know, we was calling the Eagles the ringless, you know, team, and they got their first ring.
Right.
So they were so excited that we can't say zero no more. So they're just going to glide on that because we can't say zero no more.
Right,
that's
right.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We can't say you ain't got a ring no more. So they so happy. They're so happy and so excited. They caught up to the Cowboys because we can't say zero no more. Congratulations. It's been since 17. What year are we in right now, Law? Come on now.
I mean, it is 2023, you know.
Time flies. That ring with that ring old. That ring looking a little. Come on now. That logic. Come on now.
But here's my thoughts on this. Salute to my Cowboys for being 12-5 last season. And, of course, we wet the bed against the Niners once again. And hopefully for the 2023 season, we shake that off and we get back on the bike and keep things rolling the right way possible, you know. But outside of that, man, you know, for the Eagles to say all of that, the quarterback still played against them, right? Their number three defense. He put up 40 points on them, right? What was the final score? Because I could be off. How many points did he put? Did he put up 40 on those boys?
We definitely did.
We definitely did. Okay. So what kind of gap is that, then? You know what I'm saying? I can't
but they're going to say, oh, y'all can't do it in the season. Y'all can't do it in the playoffs. That's what they're going to say. Y'all can't do it in the playoffs. It doesn't matter because we go farther than you guys in the playoffs. That's what they resort to, Law. You know what I'm saying? That the regular season don't matter. That's what they say. They move the goalposts, and the regular season don't matter. So they say, oh, we can beat them as much as we want to. They just go farther in the playoffs. What's going to happen if they don't even make the playoffs? Imagine a world where they don't even make the playoffs this year?
Man, you know, it's crazy.
All that money, and then when he was a one-year wonder. Think about it now. All those guys they lost.
Man,
it's gonna come back on.
It's gonna come back in multiple folds, man. But it is what it is, man. What else you got for the show? Because I got some more people in here, fam. What else you got?
I mean, that's it, man. When I caught the show, you was talking about that. I don't know if you were talking about anything prior, but when I caught it, you was talking about the Eagles, man. And I just had to say my 2 cents, man.
Yeah, you see what your girl done did, though, right? You heard about that, right?
What happened?
Mariah, she done went and got Zion on her face.
Wow.
She went and got a tattoo of the man on her face. I can't make this stuff up. I said, God, dog. Man, she threw me. She threw 100 grand. But I appreciate you, dog. All right, I got my guy from 1992, Dallas Cowboy 954. What do you know?
What's going on, Law?
Nothing to it, man. How about them Cowboys? Yeah. How about them?
It ain't no competition, man. That's all I got. It ain't no competition for this Cowboy Eagle talk. Man, come on. We own them, man. We own them. It don't matter if we come in the playoffs. It don't matter if we play them in regular season. It don't matter if we have Dak. It don't matter if we don't have Dak.
Technically, you know, I think it was week 5 last year, you know, week 6, I forgot which week it was. They did beat us when we had Cooper Rush. But it was a fight to the end. Yeah, you want a cookie.
They want a cookie. The point is they mad because they not us. We got 5 rings, and I say this to them all the time, these sorry Eagle fans.
Get them.
I say, check this out. I said, we so sorry. Why y'all can't catch up?
That's my only argument. You know, catch up, man. Put some heat on the Washington, man. The Washington team is sitting back drinking Kool-Aid. The color, they done changed it. The Washington team done changed their names about 4 or 5 times. And I heard they don't even have the patent for Commanders. So they finna change their name again to change out owners. And y'all didn't catch up with them yet. You know, because one is closer to 3. Then 1 is closer than 5. So I need to figure this out. They need to have their mouth. And somewhere, you know, I believe in Philly, I think they don't make enough money over there. I think that they can give them $1 and they be saying, I'm appreciative of the money that we receive because that's equivalent to 5. So their 1 is always equivalent to 5. That's just crazy to me.
They can't count, Law. That's the problem.
They can't count,
man. They talk about we delusional. No, y'all delusional. How long it took y'all to win one ring? How long it took them to win one ring? 80 years? Freaking 80 years?
Man, it's crazy.
The Cowboys, we came into the Super Bowl 1960. Come on, man. They're talking about that. And we got 5 world titles. I mean, championships. The Eagles, they've been around for about almost 100 years, and they only got 1 Super Bowl ring. They should be a damn shame in themselves.
Man. Man. Talk your stuff, man.
Spartans!
I appreciate you, bro.
You know what? How about them Cowboys?
How about them?
And single fans, man, keep that name out y'all mouth, man.
Woo-wee! That's what I'm talking about. That's what I've been waiting for, that type of thunder, baby. You know, but before I get too far into this, and we got some more callers in, but let me get this out the way. Let me see what Mina had to say, because she had a good topic part about this.
The gap is that big, Field. I do have the Eagles ranked higher in terms of overall power rankings, but while the Eagles' offense is better, I would argue that the Dallas Cowboys' defense is better than Philadelphia's. To me, it seems pretty clear. This is a defense that last year finished 2nd in DVOA, 3rd in EPA per play, better than the Eagles in most meaningful metrics. And this offseason, I actually think that they got better. They traded for Stephon Gilmore at cornerback. I thought that was a perfect fit given all the man coverage they play. giving them some depth. The draft pick in the first round on Mozzie Smith to help shore up that run defense. You have continuity at all three levels, and perhaps most importantly, at defensive coordinator. They retain Dan Quinn, who's done a fantastic job. Meanwhile, in Philly, most of the losses in free agency occurred on that side of the ball, as well as some coaching changes. So when you put these two units head-to-head, to me, Dallas is better. I don't think the...
So she said it, you know, when you start looking at everything for continuity, for context, you know, granted, I think that the Eagles did a wonderful job, especially with the draft. I do like their first two picks or what have you. And on top of that, far as their offseason acquisitions with DeAndre Swift, I think that he's pretty good when healthy. So those are things that we're not finna sweep up under the rug, objectively speaking. Nevertheless, when you start talking about continuity, that is a big thing, not a small thing. But let me get my guy in from the 856. You in the mix. You're live on the Nation. Talk to me. 856, you're live. 856. Hello? Hello? 5, 4, 3, 2. Let me get my guy Tony, man, in the house, man, from the 832. I know your phone work, man. Hey, what's good, Tony?
What's up, brother?
What's good with you, man? I don't know, man. 856, you got to state your name, man, and you got to let me know whether or not you're an Eagles or a Cowboy fan. I hope he didn't fold it up like a wallet over there. But you're live, though, Tony, man. Talk to me, man.
Say, man, I've been hearing everybody talking all this smack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, understand this, right? Last year, if we wouldn't have played with Green Bay, and we wouldn't have played with the Jaguars, we'd be 14-3, we'd have won the division, right? Right?
True.
So now, everybody's talking all that smack about Josh Allen, the best quarterback, better than Dak. Josh Allen had almost the same amount of interceptions than Dak did, right?
I saw that snippet on Speak For Yourself. I need to play the audio so everybody can hear it. But yeah, go ahead. Give me your thoughts on that.
And then you got this idiot over there that's on Speak Whatever.
Speak For Yourself. Yo.
That guy's ignorant. He's ignorant. You hear me? He can't even talk right. I don't see how he got his ass on television. But anyway, he's talking about the quarterback. What about the quarterback? You gonna see what about the quarterback this year, my friend? Last year we had Noah Brown, we had James
Washington.
we had nobody last year. Okay, we had nobody last year. No excuses, no exceptions. We're gonna be 15-2, and we're gonna win the Super Bowl.
Man, you know, 15-2, winning it all. Yeah, I would love that. You know, I would absolutely love that. You know,
no, I would love that.
Okay. All right. You know, I'm all believing in that.
No more negativism, man. We're going to speak this shit in existence. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year, bro. This is
all year. Come on. Yes, I can. No, excuse me. Yes, we can.
Yes, we will.
Right? Yeah, all right. So from this day forward, my guy Tony, he said, yes, we will.
Hey, and if we win the Super Bowl, I want a jersey.
I give you 5 jerseys. We win that Super Bowl. You can mark it. My name is good for that.
Five of them, you know what I'm saying?
I would give 5. I'd be like, man, I owe my guy Tony 5 jerseys, man. But, hey, I think the Nation won't be mad to pay that up, you know.
Hey, man, I love you, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. I listen to you every day, my man. Be good, man. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
No doubt, man. That's my guy, Tony. Tony, you know, when we win, you know, I owe Tony 5 jerseys. So if he's really all about that, then he would say, "Law, here's my jersey size. Here's my number. You know, here's the jersey that I want you to go out and find right now." You know, I got my guy from the 856 again. Klebo, you just hung up, but 856, you back now, man. You're live.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, you're here, man. Talk to me. What's on your mental, man? Yellow. 856.
Well, it's Philly D. How are you?
Oh, you Philly D. All right, man. Come on. Let me save your name in here. Shout out to you, fam. You at the table at least. You got one seat at the table. I feel it. Philly, I appreciate you for calling in. I know. I get it. You know. Yes, I put you on blast, you know. But you're here. State your claim. You're representing the Philadelphia Eagles. Come on.
My claim is this. Also, we're going to talk about the NFC East.
Come on.
Whoever put out that report that, you know, break up the NFC East, he's going to get shot. Right? Because that is not going to happen, right? But let's talk about this, right?
Come on, let's talk. Let's have a conversation for the nation. Come on, talk to me, man.
First of all, I would like to – how old are you?
I'm in my 40s. I'm older than Jason Witten. You know, I don't want to state my whole age, but I'm older than Jason Witten. Me and Jason Witten the same age, man. He when he lose hair, I just grow hair.
Hey, listen, I'm 52, and
okay.
I understand that I love the NFC East. We had a bad organization back in the early 90s. We had a great team, but we had an owner who was a car dealership. We had one that lost a team in the casinos. You know, it was a different life back then.
Right.
But what we're saying now, we're all the same playing field right now. So, hey, listen, Dallas is a great team.
Okay.
A great team. Right?
Right.
But we're going to go head-to-head this year, right?
We go head-to-head.
That's it. You know, and what do you think about Jalen Hurts? I want to know your opinion about Jalen Hurts.
All right, so before I go into details, since you being an age of 52, it seems and it appears that you are more humbled than your compatriots of those that's in their 30s and their 20s or what have you. So I'm glad to hear this from you. But I'm going to say my thoughts of Jalen Hurts is a guy that he's a hard worker. He is a guy that's going to be the first one there, the last one to leave. And on top of that, when you look at his overall game, when you have A.J. Browns of the world and you have Smitty in as well as the tight end, Dallas Goedert, he tends to make some good decisions. He's not careless with the football. And as long as y'all keep weapons around him, he will give you a chance to win. That's all it's about, is giving you a chance to win. Now, is he the top three quarterback in the National Football League? I don't see him at that. And on top of that, everywhere else, when I look at quarterbacks, they all say this one thing: can he do it again? So last year was his first year getting up all of those good numbers, good touchdown to interception ratio, and that is pretty good for him. But now we need to see if Jalen Hurts can bring it back to the table once again. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, that's absolutely fair. Has Dak had those same opportunities during his career?
When he was given the opportunities, I think that Dak Prescott had a great team around him in 2016. The Cowboys ended up being 13-3. That was his rookie year, and his numbers were very comparable to Jalen Hurts. And then in 2018,
I wouldn't say they're comparable. No, it was a little different.
We like to
throw out the extra 700 yards rushing and stuff like that, 10 more touchdowns rushing, but go ahead.
In 2016, he had 10 more Hurts.
I believe it was 10.
Let me pull it up. Let me pull it up right here. Let me pull it up right quick. Let me see.
Well, you can see the exact stat, but
Let me see. Let me see, Dak Prescott. Let me go to Dak Prescott 2016.
It's good.
It's good.
And, you know what? Hey, the thing is about Dak Prescott, I'm not a hater. I think he's a very good player. I think he's got everything going for him, right? It takes a team.
It takes a team, yep.
So, you know, so it's not that. It's the coaching. It's everything. It's like our coach, you know, we blame our coach what happened in the Super Bowl with the defense, right? So we all have a reason why we're always going to blame something. But I'm not going to hate on any quarterback like with Dak. I think Dak is a great quarterback.
Appreciate it.
I think Hurts is. So it makes the team. But it was great talking to you.
Appreciate you, Philly D. And on top of this, man, what I'm going to say is shout out to you, bro, because you called in. Because a lot of people talk a lot, but they don't call in. And when we try to tell them, hey, call in, give us some conversation, give us some dialogue of where you think your team at. But before I let you go, y'all went, what, 14-3?
Though,
talk to me.
Never, ever break up the NFC East. I'll kill
him. I feel you on that, Philly D. But hey, Philly D, let me ask you this: Do you think that you guys would have been 14-3 without an AJ Brown last year?
That's a good question. I can't answer that. He was
appreciate
a big part of that team.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely,
no doubt.
Nobody can answer that.
No doubt.
But maybe, yes. Maybe
yeah,
not.
I know. Appreciate you, thanks, Philly buddy. D, man. I got you saved in there, Philly D. Appreciate you from the 856. Good call from him. I would say this. He said it takes a team. And when he said that, he took away pretty much all of the arguments of is Jalen Hurts is way up here and someone else is way down there. Now, granted, I'm not taking away from what the Eagles were able to do with A.J. Brown, Smitty, as well as Dallas Goedert. I'm not taking that away. Just like I'm not taking away Hassan Reddick's numbers of what he was able to do. I see my guy, shout out to my guy, Lloyd Brunson. He said that Hassan Reddick is the best edge rusher in the NFC East. Now, I haven't heard Hassan Reddick speak. But I think that Hassan Reddick don't think that he's better than Michael Parsons. Yeah. And if y'all can find some clips of interviews that Hassan Reddick believeth in his mind that he is better than Michael Parsons, then I'll play that clip. But you all know that it takes a team. And it do. Now, granted, on the open market and in a situation, do y'all foresee if Michael Parsons was out there, that he would have been playing for three or more teams in the last 5 years? No, I don't think so. Because Michael Parsons' skill set and his ability is very unique. Very unique. Very unique. All right, I got my guy, Claybo from the 240. You're live on the Nation.
What's up, Lord Nation? How you doing, bro?
Not much, Claybo, man. Talk to me, man. What's on your heart, man? Talk to me, man.
I was calling him. I'm going to get to what I was coming to.
Get to it.
Man. You brought this Hassan Reddick, man. Come on, bro. Like, everything that faced against the Cowboys defense, always their first thing is Michael Parsons. Where's Michael Parsons? Ain't nobody worried about her, no damn Hassan Reddick when they play the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? They think about Hargrave. I mean, I'm not taking nothing away from him. He's good, but
the guy,
somebody who gets all this attention, and you just got a random guy out here making sacks, going from team to team. Come on, bro. That's no comparison. But I was letting you know, man, I listened to HTM, man, this morning, man.
What'd he say? What did he say?
I might have been yesterday or this morning. It was an old tape I caught, but he was talking about that guy on Speak Show, Speak for Yourself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, man, you got some nerve. Keep talking about Dak's performances in the playoffs. And then he pulled up his numbers in the playoffs. This dude played like trash in the playoffs, man. He got some nerves, man. If you go and look at that dude's numbers, I don't even want to say his name. You look up his numbers in the playoffs. ACN ran them down, man. Read all his numbers. And I'm like, man, you got some nerves talking about somebody in the playoffs. And Dak plays good in the playoffs. He just had bad games against the 49ers so far. You know what I'm saying? Every other game, Dak played good at the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So give me Dak. And then when it comes to Hurts, me personally, I love Hurts. Cowboy for life, but I love Hurts. I love my black quarterback. I always rooted for Hurts since, you know, what happened to him in, you know, Alabama or whatever.
Right.
You got, like you said, man, you got to show me, bro. I'm not going to let somebody do something for 1 year and now all of a sudden he's an elite quarterback. Especially when you had the easiest or one, he was either the first or the second easiest schedule in the league last year, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, you can only play who's on your schedule.
Right. He didn't pick the schedule, right? He said, give me the Vikings. Let me start off with the Lions. Give me the Vikings, you know?
I feel him. But when you comparing somebody, you ranking somebody like Dak had five good. Dak said what 7 years in? This about to be his eighth. Dak had what four or five good years. I never heard any national media giving him praise after 1 year or anything like that. But we all know, man. I'm at the age now, man. I came to realization, man, that it ain't making no money for the media and all that unless they talk bad about the Cowboys.
So, they tried to have topic lines about like other teams to see, but then it converts and it goes back to the Cowboys. And I get it, right? When it's a money grab, you got to talk about what makes the money, you know. So that's just how it goes.
It's like they put them on TV every week. Same thing, right, man. But the last thing I'm gonna say, man, before I get old, man, is man, I'm 48, man. You know what I'm saying? So I was here in the 90s watching games. I was just out of high school, you know what I'm saying? So I remember them games. And ever since then, man, I will honestly say I seen we had some good teams, but I never would be like, this is a Super Bowl team. This year, I'm so confident. Injuries, of course, injuries prevail, man. If we could stay relatively healthy, I feel good, man. And all I'm saying to you, bro, I wear size large, but I don't want no jersey. I want a hoodie, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Look, man. I would go for broke, man. I won't eat no horse droppings. But if the Cowboys or when the Cowboys win, whatever y'all said, and if it's before the season, I'm going to make my best to try to go out there and get it for you, fam. For real.
You ain't got to give me nothing, Lord. I was about to. I appreciate it, man. We're going to do some big things this year, bro.
No doubt, Clebo. No doubt, man.
Bro, man, keep doing your thing, man. I love watching you, listening to you, man, every day, man. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Man, it's Clebo from DC, man. Here's my thoughts. And I'm not taking a dump on anybody who pretty much don't feel the same that me and Clebo feel, you know, or Tony, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, Tony, he already saying, hey man, I got him. I'm in the shoot right now with five jerseys that I owe that man. But it is what it is. I got from the 580. Ooh, these lines are filling up now, man. Hey, these lines becoming longer than Shaq feet. I love it, man. I love it. 580. This is my guy Banks, man. You're live, 580. Who is it?
Hey, yeah, this is Banks, man. What's up, Law?
Banks, what's good with you, man? What's good with you, fam? Talk to me, man.
Hey, not much, man. I was listening. I wanted to comment real quick, man. There is no gap between us and the East. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're better. We got the better quarterback. We got a better defensive coordinator. Mike McCartney is a better coach. They have a better offensive line.
Their O-line is better. Their tight end is better. Yeah. Dallas Goedert, I like him. I like his skill set right now. The combinations of what they had with their wide receivers last season, that combination right now is pretty much, you can say that they are better. But hear me out. The possibility of what CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Cooks will do will be better. You see what I'm saying? If you want to go by just off of last season, right? Objectively speaking. Yeah.
And here's what everybody, the media and everybody talked about how we lost Kelly.
Right.
And how much that's going to be a change for us.
Yeah.
But they don't talk about the Eagles losing their offensive coordinator and their defense coordinator and how that's going to put them in a step up.
Facts.
And they don't talk about the players the Eagles lost.
Right.
You know, they talk about we got rid of guys that didn't step up and contribute when needed.
True.
I.e. Noah Brown.
Right.
Chokes. But, I mean, I think – I'm not going to knock the Eagles. They got a damn good team. They're a damn good job. But I don't see where they think they're this much better than us or – how they can say that our rings don't count if their one is better than ours. That don't make no sense.
Yeah, that's the point where I draw the line. Like, dog, I'm drawing that line in the sand. Like, y'all got to catch the Washington first, right?
I mean, I give them props. They did a good job. They made some Super Bowl. Hurts played his butt off in there, but I mean, their defense could be out.
Yeah.
I think our defense is going to be top two. I think our offense is going to be top 10, if not top 5. Man, I just think we're going to be a lot better this year. Martin Clark is focused. We brought back Dan Quinn. We got rid of, like I said, players who didn't step up.
Right, and right.
I think we got Dak who's more than focused. See, like you said, he's not worried about his ankle. He's not worried about his shoulder. He's ready to play.
Yeah.
And he's focusing. He got his guys focusing. And he's just a better leader. I think I don't take nothing from Hurt. I think he's going to do good things. Except for when he plays us.
Yeah.
And that's all it, man. I just think we're a better team than them. I think we got better coaches on both sides of the ball. For me, it's just about, hey, staying healthy and putting it together.
No doubt.
I think Mike is going to help with that.
I think so, man. Hey, man, I hear you grinding, bro. Keep grinding, man, for the nation, man. Thank you, fam. Banks.
All right, how about
him, man? That's my guy, Banks, man. He grinding hard, man, you know. And here's my thoughts. It's not about, you know, so many people, like I said, the comparison. And it's the thief of all joy. But if I'm going to compare anything, I'm comparing the Dallas Cowboys 2022 to 2023. Now, 2023 versus the Eagles 2022, that's all we can go off of, right? And but when I'm looking at just my team, I can flat out say that the 2023 Cowboys roster is a whole lot better than 2022, even though we went 12-5. It's a whole lot better. It's a whole lot better. Now, we are missing Schultz, and we're missing Ezekiel Elliott, which is a situation that we can still bring him back if the running backs that we got don't live up to status quo. But hands down, if I'm looking at Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott, and they were able to collectively win 12 games with Noah Brown, come on. Come on, man. And a hobbled Michael Gallup. Shout out to you, Michael Gallup. We love you, dog. You know, and a 34-year-old T.Y. Hilton to come in on the latter part of the season, who we can still bring back if things don't work out right with the wide receivers that we got now. But I'm looking at the roster that we have now is better than what we had last year. And we were 12-5 last year. Hands down, I'm taking the 2023 roster over the 2022. And a third of the Cowboy fans were already saying that Tony Pollard gives you more explosiveness, gives you more capabilities to bounce it to the outside. We're just missing the thunder. We got the lightning. And now we got Rojo that should be able to give us some of that thunder. And we will find out. We'll find out. I got 717. You're live on the nation.
How's it going, man?
All is well, bro. Can't complain. Talk to me, man.
That's good, man. Hey, I'm a Philly fan here, and I just want to ask a couple questions, man.
Let me save you in here, Philly. I'm going to save you as Philly. What's your name? What's your name?
Martin Perez, man.
Perez. Philly Perez. I'm going to save you as Philly Perez, fam. Perez, Philly, man. Go ahead. Talk to me.
All right, man. Look, this is how I see it. When DeMarcus Lawrence said about, you know, the gap, I'm gonna be with him in here only because he did lose a lot of key players. Javon Hargrave, he's gone.
Okay.
So now, but the way how I give us an edge, only because of Jalen Hurts, and this is why.
Break it down.
If Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
It's listed like 9 years, and this man has not had a good resume as playoff wise. And
yeah.
Jalen Hurts. Look what he did in 3 years. I feel like that's more confident in me. And he made the Super Bowl right after being knocked out of the playoffs by Tom Brady the following year. with the addition of A.J. Brown, and how you said earlier, I think I heard you say, without A.J. Brown, would we still go 12-5?
Yeah, would you go 12-5? Do you believe, Philly Perez, that your team would have been 12-5 with Jalen Reagor and Smitty on the opposite side?
I'm going to be honest with you, no.
Okay. All right.
Of course not. But if you think about it this way, that's why we lost in the playoff. We needed that extra, you know, that extra player. And everybody even doubted Jalen Hurts on how he's going to take his extra step. And with the addition of A.J. Brown, A.J. Brown had a career number. So if you ask me, do you think that Jalen Hurts at the time was not a better passer than Ryan Tannehill, but A.J. Brown goes to Philly and has a career year?
I think when you look at Jalen Hurts athletically, he's better than Ryan Tannehill, right? And he had touch on the ball. I think that Jalen Hurts needed weapons in order for him to shine. And the Eagles literally said, you know what? Instead of betting against him, you guys betted with him, which was cool. You know, I can't take that away from Hurts. I can't take that away from your organization and franchise. Y'all betted with him, and y'all went into this season and saying, instead of waiting for Burrows or waiting for anyone else, Herb, to get paid, y'all got in front of it and said, okay, give him the money, give him the cash, so that you won't be cap strapped down the line waiting to say, okay, let's see what the other kids got, like Burrows and Herb and beyond. So I feel from a philosophy aspect, that was cool. That was great from your organization and franchise. The difference is between the two is that we did all of what we did with the first 4 years of Dak Prescott with a coach that's no longer coaching in the National Football League, and that's Jason Garrett. I get with what you guys were able to do, but with Jason Garrett, and I know it sounds like, hey man, this dude is pissing down on Jason Garrett, but no, the reality is Jason Garrett wasn't a great head coach. But go ahead.
Yep. I totally agree. I wasn't really a big fan of Jason Garrett as well. You know what I mean? I'm a big coach guy. I love coaches.
True.
And also, I think it was, I don't know if it was yesterday, with your live, if Jalen Hurts was put on the Dallas Cowboys, when you guys played the 49ers, he would win that game for you guys. Because
no doubt, he would have ran the ball. He wouldn't have threw the ball into that coverage. I do agree with that part of it.
Now, look at this. You guys have, if not top two offensive line, you know, obviously we number one. But we got to, you know, he wasn't even throwing the ball well against the 49ers. And look what happened. He ran the ball. The thing with Dak Prescott is he's not on tune with his arm. There you go. Then everybody, if we had two of the best linebackers, Fred Warner and Armstrong, if I'm not mistaken. If you seen the one play, Fred Warner, he couldn't even move because he was so worried about Jalen Hurts running. If you put Jalen Hurts in the Cowboys, because you guys play tremendous defense, but it's just Dak that keeps putting you guys in danger. And I feel like if this year, if Dak does it again, I think you yourself will actually say that we got to look for something else. Because you guys now have Gilmore and Diggs, and I love Gilmore. I'm not going to lie. That's my dude right there. And if that blows it again, I feel like you have to be honest with me, and that's going to have to go.
And the terminology of blows, like, I don't foresee the Cowboys putting the opportunity of us getting inside of our own 20, we go empty. Right. And I don't foresee us attacking, even if we play the 49ers again, when they drop six and they drop seven into coverage, that we try to throw into that. We would convert into running into that. We would play more of complementary football. My thing is not put everything in the hands of Dak Prescott, but put everything on the team. And that's what you guys did in multiple cases and situations. You didn't put everything on Jalen Hurts. You put it on the complete team. Now, Jalen Hurts, I go back to look at that Colts game, which was a very close one. You guys ultimately don't win that game without Jalen Hurts. I think that he utilized his legs because he couldn't get the pass off. He couldn't throw it consistently to win that game, right? But that is that offensive coordinator playing to his strength. Now, who's your offensive coordinator? Is it Brian? What's his last name? Johnson? What's his name?
Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson. Now, he's going to have to look back at last year's tape and say, okay, this is what Steichens was able to do. Let me replicate that. But the moment he tried to convert him to something else, you would see some of those issues out of Jalen Hurts' game. That's just all I'm saying. But Steichen, he put the position of the ball for Jalen Hurts in comfortable situations. And on top of that, even with A.J. Brown, it wasn't a lot of complex routes for him. Slants, every now and then, verts, what have you, but he killed teams. He was a slant king.
Yep, and I just feel like now this year it's going to be a whole lot easy with the addition of DeAndre Swift. The whole game is going to get easier for Hurts now that he's not. I don't even think he's going to run a lot this year because we have a heck of a running back core now.
Well, you know, you got two guys that stay on the injury list. Penny. He get hurt, right? Rashad Penny. If I go out there, he's hurt. You know what I'm saying? And Swift, you know, you got to put him on a snap count.
Yeah, Penny, I was never too sold. But, you know, Swift, Gainwell, Boston Scott, that's a good trio right there.
No doubt. So, you know, when we break this down, the comparison is the thief of all joy. What I can say here is that our defense, and just what Mina Kimes said, and a lot of people giving her the shaft when she said that, but when you look at DVOA and you look at all of the other scores that they use, the Cowboys were right up there. Of course, we got a lot of pressures on the opposition on the defensive side. You guys had 70 sacks, which was a lot. Two away from the record, I believe, of four. But I look back at what the Cowboys were able to do with the turnovers. It was plus for us. And on top of that, we re-solidified our interior front, which will allow our DBs to play even better. So it's about to be real good for us. Now, you guys, I don't know how you thought of T.J. Edwards, but he was a tackling machine. Where do you guys feel in that voided area at?
That's why we took Nicholas Morrow. I think he was, if I'm not mistaken, he was up there in almost 200 tackles with the Bears. And it's basically like we didn't lose the T.J. Edwards. We basically like traded for one. Not traded, but like took one.
Yeah, took one for one. Well, we will find out, man, what T.J. absence we're going to feel. Uh-huh.
That's really how it was. But to be honest, my main – for the linebacker spot, I really want to know what N'Kobe Dean does. I think that he's going to be this year. He's got a lot to learn, but I feel like with us giving him the green dot and him being the defensive call player and on the field, I think it's going to be he's going to step up. And to be honest, if Nicholas Morrow does not work out, I see Howie Roseman pulling either Patrick Queen or Simmons from the Cardinals.
All right. Well, if anybody can do it, it will be him. Appreciate you for calling in. Philly Perez, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you, bro.
Respect to what you do out there, man. Keep it up.
No doubt. All right. So I got my guy, man, he should have been the number one caller because there's always a VIP. When you see Philly and you see Dallas Cowboys content creators talking, you know for one, think for sure that this guy VIP, he gonna spit his mind from the 860. You're live.
Law is VIP, baby. Law. First, let me say this. Respectfully, you will never catch me on no Philly affiliated station. I'm confused, Law. Are y'all Philly fans or y'all Cowboy fans?
Man.
And let me address you, Mr. Philly Cheesesteak. I wanted you to ask him the ultimate question, Law. What would you do for a championship? Law, you forgot to ask me a big question. I heard they doing something strange. Hey, with some change over there, Law.
Hey, man, I need to find that clip again. I should have saved it on my on my drive over here. But I'm going to find that clip again. But man, that dude.
My boy said, he said, how big was it? Law, pause. This is the mentality of Philly, Law. So if they are willing to do that, Law, that would tell you that there's nothing they won't do for a ship. They, Law, they done threw snowballs at Santa, Law. They have no morals or respect for themselves.
But you know how psychology work, right? It's like when you're on top, you want somebody from the bottom be compared to you, right? Because on top people, well, when you're at the bottom, you want to be compared to those that's on top. I said it the inverse way. But what I'm saying here is that technically, the Philadelphia Eagles' number one people that they should be targeting are the Washington team. But they want to skip past the Washington and Giants. They want to look at us.
Yeah, that's they throw haymakers, Law. They throw haymakers at. It's like, Law, that's like somebody, a lightweight, fighting Mike Tyson in his prime. Like, bro, look, a rival, this is like us bullying you. Bro, we just dropped a 40 burger on y'all last year. Pause. Dak is like, I'm not even going to go through Dak's record with y'all, so pause that as well. Respectfully, a rival is a competition.
Yeah.
Us and you, that's like bullying. We're gonna catch a charge for child bullying.
Yeah.
That's like bullying our little brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, man, it is what it is. On that. Yeah. Yeah.
If you talk in San Fran, then all right, now we can talk that talk. Because San Fran and we neck and neck, so we can talk that talk. But like you said, we already know, like Pittsburgh. The Patriots. Mm. We ain't going. You'll never see us talking about, oh, we're greater than the Patriots. They just had a. Yeah, come on, man. Like, my problem is, Lord, a lot of people look for affirmation from other people. They need that affirmation to make them feel better, Lord.
Yeah, it is. You know. And that's just how it goes.
And us real Cowboy fans, we don't need that, Lord. Our affirmation, look, we got to look at our five rings, and we're striving for six. I could give a damn about what Philly's doing. I could give a damn about what Washington's doing. I'm not looking in your yard comparing, like, man, let me cut my lawn in my yard. That's what I'm worried about. When I walk outside the street, I'll critique your lawn in my head. But I'm not outside of my head talking about, man, I wish my lawn looked like they lawn.
Yeah. Ooh, just, wee. Man, you own it, bro.
I mean, Law, it just sounds like it comes from hate, Law. That's steam from hate, and we all know love rules the world. Love overrules hate.
Yeah.
And let me give my people in Philly one last gem, one hateful thought. So just one hateful thought of the Cowboys will consume your body for 24 hours. But if you have one loving thought for 48 hours, your body is in love.
Yeah.
So maybe y'all need to find some love, Philly. Hey, I'm not talking about that love on your knees. I'm talking about that love on your feet, 10 toes down.
Let's go, man. Let's get it.
Wow, damn, Cowboys.
Damn.
That's all I'm going to say, Law.
Let's go, man. Let's That's my it. Guy, VIP, man. You know, love's a sin. Love's a crime. Love is when you have grief. You ask God for a sign. Baby, my love run deeper than the sea. Keep the picture. My love is going to get you. Let's go. I got my guy from the 904. You're live. 904. Law. Good.
Law, what's going on?
Nothing to it, man. It is Sutton. What's your name, fam? Let me see what we got here.
Yeah, man. It's Sutton, man. Sutton. Brad Boy, sis, man. Duval County. Man, I want to see some flames. Man, you got to drop some flames for us, man.
Okay, y'all put some flames in the chat,
man. We ready down here.
We ain't running nowhere, man. Come on. Yes, indeed, bro. What you got for me, man? Talk to me, man.
I'm going to be honest, man. I don't know if people remember, man, when Dak had that season. I think it was like that 2021-22 season when he before the injury.
Mm-hmm.
When he was gunslinging it, that the first four games.
Right.
Yeah, man. I think he going to come out like that, man. He was all the way perfect. He was all the way perfect, man. I think the doubters, he been listening to him. I think he's going to come out strong. And our rookie class, I think we had the best rookie class probably since we had drafted Sean Lee. Like I say, man, we motivated, man. I think it's gonna work out for us, man. Especially with Mike McCarthy calling the plays, man. But that's pretty much all I got to say, man. But I got my baby here, man. Say how about them Cowboys, baby? Say how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, baby. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, Sutton, man. Yes, appreciate you, man. That's good right there, man. The youth, that means the nation is growing. Every time I hear a baby, I know for sure they're going to be a Cowboy baby, man. They're going to be a Cowboy baby. You know, even the Eagles fans, when y'all have that baby going to grow up loving the Cowboys. Y'all keep on watching me. They're going to be like, yeah, man, I heard my dad watching Law Nation, but I kind of leaning on what Law Nation is saying, you know. So y'all better turn away from me, man. Come on, Eagles fans. Y'all better get out of here. All right, I got Mike, who lives in Niners country, man. Mike, hold it down for me, man, from the 831.
Hey, greetings from Cali, Law. Greetings from Cali, my brother.
Yes, indeed. What's good with you, bro?
So I just wanted to real quick go over what came to my mind. Number one, I'm going to talk about the three C's. We got culture, we got chemistry, and we got complementary football. And I'm going to say the Kellen Moore was a dagger in the heart of all that, and he's gone. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to talk too much more about Kellen, but I'm just going to say, looking at the culture, look at the players we brought in. Look at just look at who we brought in. We brought in veterans that make a difference, right? We brought in rookies. Think about Micah Parsons' celebration when we got Mozzie, right? And now you take that culture, that converts into the chemistry that was missing, because every time we tried to do something, Kellen Moore was shooting it in the leg every single time. And by having the culture and the chemistry, that's going to allow us to play the complementary football that we are going to be about this year. So I just wanted to share that. And I want to say I am going to come down to Oxnard. I'm up in Northern California, but I'm going to come down there. So when I come down there, I'm going to be looking you up, Law.
Yeah, man. You'll see me, man. You look for the beard, man. I'll be out there, bro. I can't wait to see you, man.
Mike. Hey, I got a beard, too, but my beard is gray, Law. So you're going to look for the gray beard in the crowd.
Man, I'm trying to catch up with you then, Mike. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Right on, Law.
No doubt, man. Oh, I cut you off, Mike. Hold on, man. Let me hear that, dog. Say that again, Mike.
How about them Cowboys?
Let's go, man!
Let's go! Yes, indeed. That's Big Mike, man. I can't wait to see him, especially with the gray beard, man. Hey, I'm going to get to that status quo one day, one way or another. 585, my guy, Tyreek, you're live on the Nation.
Hey, what's going on, Law?
Nothing to it, man.
What's going on, Nation?
Nothing to it.
My thing is with the Eagle fan, what I don't understand with him is that, first of all, you know what I mean? Don't be over here listening to the Cowboy feedback too much, man, because you might mess around to catch a star on the side of your neck with, you know, cut off one of them Eagle heads.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point. The thing is that tricks me about the Eagle fans is that they don't understand is, Dak almost had the same exact stats as his quarterback his rookie year.
Yeah.
Dak has evolved. I'm not trying to say Jalen Hurts is a bum, because he's not a bum. He has grown too.
Yeah.
But to sit here and say that he's better than Dak. No, I'm not gonna sit here and say that.
He gotta get it. If Jalen Hurts go back to back years of 26-6, you know, like 26 touchdowns and I think he had like 10 rushing touchdowns or what have you. If he do the exact same thing again what he did last year, then I would start introducing the fact that he got to be at top three at that point, because that's consistency.
But I doubt they're going to even let him run like that, because he got that contract.
Right.
Mess around, go out there and get his head knocked off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My thing about it is that Jalen, we got to give him his props for last season. But yet and still, he had everything working for him. He had an easy schedule. They put a real team around him. They finished filling up that team. You know what I mean? Those picks that they got in the draft came in handy last year. You know what I mean? And some of the ones that they got this year came in handy for them, too. We're going to see how far they get them. But they put a lot of different pieces on that team. You know what I mean? Some of the things that the Cowboys didn't do for Dak Prescott last year. They took a big weapon away from Dak and told him to go out there and make it work. Like Smokey Mom told him when she said she sent him to the stove.
Yeah.
When it wasn't enough. He was told make it enough. And our quarterback did a damn good job with what we had. So for people to sit here and crap on Dak Prescott, let's go through what Dak had to go through. He broke his thumb and still came back and did better than most quarterbacks what it did in that position. So I'm not going to knock our quarterback. Jalen Hurts showed what time it was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He got to the Super Bowl on a whim because, let's keep it real, if Purdy don't get hurt in that game, it probably would have been that game probably wouldn't have been that same turnout in that game.
Yeah.
It probably would have been a damn good game. So they got to look at that too. But you got to the Super Bowl and you played against a real team, and they got it in you.
Put it like this: to me, it's a blessing in disguise. I think that if Purdy was healthy, right, and the way the Niners were rolling in, and if they fooled around and had a rematch versus the Kansas City Chiefs, the Niners would have had probably six. I hate to say that, but that's just how it goes. They figured out what Pat Mahomes was doing, and especially how D'Amico Ryans was able to set up his defense. It would have been a situation and scenario that them boys could have had six, and I would have been miserable, man. I would have been feeling bad, bro. But shout out to the Eagles for going there and losing.
It was a blessing either way for me. I was happy regardless, man. Because, man, one of them won, and I was so happy about that. I was happy about it. I was thankful. But to sit up here and say that their quarterback is on a Patrick Mahomes level, bruh.
Oh,
he ain't on no Patrick Mahomes. He ain't on Patrick in them level, bruh. That's why he messed up the way he messed up in that Super Bowl. Because I knew it was going to come up to bite them in the behind. Because Philly be choking in the Super Bowls. They don't ever want to talk about the Super Bowls they be choking in. They never want to talk about that. But my thing is, quit acting like your quarterback is on Dak Prescott level. He's a good, young, up-and-coming quarterback. But he ain't seen nothing all the way yet. He made it to the Super Bowl. Kudos for them and that team. Because that was a Super Bowl going to the Super Bowl contending team. But I feel like we was a Super Bowl contending team in the same breath.
Mm-hmm.
But our team chose to take away weapons and to put, injured people on the field to try to go with that, to go out here on the field, like in Gallup. But I feel like it's going to be a dogfight this year, and it's a reason why Dak Prescott is 8-3 against the Philadelphia Eagles. We run y'all. What Aaron Rodgers said to the Bears, I'll run you. We run y'all. We're gonna put all this to bed. Let's put all this to bed this year. Because I almost guarantee the way that the Eagles fans act, soon as we spank on them, they're not going to say anything the rest of the season until we probably go to the playoffs and God forbid something happened bad.
The only thing is crazy because we don't see them until week 9, right? So So that's a long time to wait for that L, Eagles. But we don't see y'all the week 9, and the hardest people that they got to play on their schedule is I think they play the Washington twice. That's the hardest part on their schedule. So it could be like, all right, cool. But at the end of the day, I think that what the great Jimmy Johnson had to say, it's all good and all when you play a team and jump up on them early and they don't know what you're trying to do. But then when you face that team again, they tend to take those things away. And lo and behold, when they played the Washington team the second time, it was smack, 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 But it is what it is.
Yeah, because I didn't hear an Eagle fan after we won that game last year. Was that the Christmas game? I didn't hear an Eagle fan to the playoffs.
Well, what they said was that their quarterback Hurts wasn't playing, and I was like, well, he don't play defense, and they still was the third ranked defense. They had all of their guys healthy on the defensive side, and I get it, but we still put 40 on those boys. So,
they wasn't sending get well cards to us when Dak broke his thumb, and we had to play with our backup quarterback, and we lost by 9 points.
No doubt,
we still had a competitive game against them. They didn't want to talk about that though. Yep. But it's all good though. I just wanted to come in here, Law, put my 2 cents in. But congratulations to you, 100K Law.
Appreciate you,
man.
Bro.
Keep going, man. Keep going. Keep grinding. All right, Cowboy Nation.
This is my guy Tariq, man. Always delivering the good stuff, man. All right,
the conference has been locked.
Let me get my guy from the 757 Banks. You're alive.
Low. What's going on, man?
None to it, bro. Holler at me, man. Talk to me, man.
Yeah, man, I ain't got much, man. Going back and forth to the Eagles fan, man, trying to tell me Hassan Reddick, linebacker-wise. I need to come on pass with us. He's a better linebacker than Michael Parsons.
Break it down.
Come on, he better in coverage. He said he's better in coverage. Come on, Hassan Reddick. Come on, Michael Parsons. Come on, Parsons got exposed. Gave up 3 touchdowns. Come on, Hassan Reddick dropped back in coverage. I'm like, dog, he's a 3-4. I said, y'all run a 3-4, dog. He's an edge. He's an outside linebacker edge. I said, he is not dropping back into coverage like that.
Right.
5-yard TL. But he's not covering down the field like that.
Yeah.
When Parsons plays linebacker, you know what I'm saying? He's straight linebacker. He's, you know what I'm saying? He's the wheel. You know, when he does play linebacker, he moves all over the field. I said, Parsons was a linebacker that became a great pass rusher because somebody got injured.
Yeah.
This man, Hassan Reddick, been rushing the pass for, what, 7 years?
Yeah.
For 7 years? Yeah, so, you know, man.
And not to, like you're saying, it's not to take away from Hassan, right? It's just that what Parsons brings to the table is so unique. And just like with Bosa for the Niners, it's not to take away from him, right? We know that dude is a dog, a monster, a beast, right? But you can account for him to be on one side. You can account for him to be that dude that's going to rush off of that edge, and he's not going to be everywhere. Parsons, he's going to literally be everywhere. He's going to rush from the inside, rush on the outside, drop back in coverage, hook the flat, so he got more responsibility. As a part-time edge rusher, his numbers were right up there with those who rush 100% of the time. So I get all of that. And like what we're going to see this season, if, that's the operative word, if TJ Watt is healthy, he's going to be back in that conversation because TJ Watt does the exact same thing with what Hassan Reddick and all of those boys do. Bosa is just primarily rush. So those numbers are going to be lopsided. But what my guy Parsons need to do is understand that, yes, we will have those three games, that 3 games in 15 days type of thing, and the season is long, so he's going to have to figure out a way to be ready for every game for the entire year. And that's why he looked back and said, let me put more weight on me. And that's why he got so happy when he got some reinforcements, because when you heard of this,
let's go, man! Let's go!
When you heard Mozzie getting drafted, he was like, finally. Yeah. That's going to alleviate some of the pressure, you know, that I have to do. And that's what happened with those other boys. They got big boys down inside. We didn't.
Absolutely, man. And I know Parsons was talking about moving, you know, trying to move, you know, the full-time edge and so, man. Well, hey, where do you like him at? Because I like him more so moving around. I like him when he move around more, you know what I'm saying? You know, whether he's, you know.
I like the element of surprise.
Coming up the middle, element of surprise.
Yeah. I don't want to paint him into a corner. I think that he is best utilized all around like a chess piece. But what I need to see is for my other guys to eat. They need to get off of their blocks, get upfield. They need to destroy their one-on-ones. Dorrance Armstrong, he should have had at least 12 sacks if you really think about it. But his max capabilities were just what he was able to exhibit. So I need for Fowler, if he's going to come in and do his thing, I need for him to step up and beat his one-on-ones. So that's why when you look at total pressures and you look at production and you will say, man, with only the spoonful of reps he was able to give you 4, he should have been playing more, and that is Sam Williams.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
I think Sam Williams should have played more last year.
Yeah, you know? He should have.
And I don't want Dan Quinn, you know, certain games, you know, and definitely we give Dan Quinn all the credit for turning his defense around. But, you know, at certain points of last year, and I know we had a big guy in the middle, certain points of last year, man, he definitely deserves some criticism.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
You know, yeah, of not, you know, far as whether it was a run defense or, you know, generating a pass rush. You know, when Michael Parsons is not able to get home, man, who can you put in there to help, you know, on the other side? So, you know, when they want to double Michael Parsons, and definitely, man, looking at Sam Williams, like, how do you not get that guy more playing time? Like, I believe he deserved more playing time than anybody, even up to D-Law at times. I'm just saying at times.
At times.
At times, you know. But mostly, definitely more than Dorrance Armstrong, you know, over there, man. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, man, we can get him going this year. I definitely like to see him. If he can win over that position, if they can get out of that mindset, oh, no, we paying this guy that, or, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, my God. You know,
whatever it may be.
The political stuff, yeah.
You know, the political stuff. You know, whether it's seniority, no, man, put out there who's gonna help this team the most. Who's going to be the most effective players that's out there, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just hope they look at it, you know, that way. And that's on neither side of the ball.
No doubt, man. Hey, you spitting the truth, Banks. Appreciate you, bro.
All right.
Yeah, no doubt. And when we talk about this, man, we looking at Parsons. He had 90 pressures, y'all. 90 pressures by himself. The next closest Cowboy with pressure totals were in the 40s. And I'm being, you know, generous. We can't have that. I need for the next person to at least be in the 60s and the 70s, man. Come on. Or if Parsons can't have 90 pressures, don't y'all know how much pressures, 90 pressures. Nobody else was close in the Cowboys uniform of generating that. So, yes, we need somebody else to step up. We need somebody else to step up. We need somebody else to step up, you know. And I'm not trying to bag any of those boys like Armstrong, like Log, because Log, he was able to do some things for us. He single-handedly slapped the hell out of the guy that was trying to score on the goal line against that in the Lions game, right? He scooped and picked up a fumble, I believe, in that Rams game, right? Shout out to you, Conley Jones. Appreciate you. I got my brother from another mother. No other. Don't look like Danny Glover, but keep it cool with us from the 206. My brother, MJ Marv. You're live.
What up, Law Nation, and Law Family, and all the podcasts?
Yeah, yeah.
And my dog, VIP. My dog. What's up, man?
Yes,
sir. I ain't heard VIP in a long time.
Man.
VIP, if you listen, you better bring your butt down to L.A. to the camp and hang out with me and Law Nation.
Yes, indeed. I think VIP on the East Coast, though, you know. And hopefully, man, one day, you know, he's a single father, so he got his son with him. And one of the things that I would like to do is have an initiative to reach out to the single parents so that they can, you know, come to the football games and camps and things like that. So we got an initiative. Yeah. I'm bringing this up right now, Single Parents Foundation, that we are working with, that's going to be partnering with me for the season. And maybe it's kind of like a Make-A-Wish Foundation, MJ?
Yeah.
And we're doing something remarkable, and I'm not going to outspeak my wisdom teeth, but we're trying to get people out to the game that's not available or not eligible to go. So y'all stay tuned to the nation, man. We're going to be giving back to the people. But talk to me, MJ. What's on your heart?
I just listen to all the podcasts. I sent you on your thing. Did you get it? That podcast. When the guy from Philly, New York, and they was doing the rankings.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't sit through it. I couldn't sit through it, fam. You know, I'm busy like
you
a bumblebee. You know,
I
couldn't sit through
piss
it.
I say, Law, go on that show. I want Law. They're gonna let you on that show, Law. You need to go on that show and destroy their myth. Cause the dude from Philly was showing out, say, yeah, you know, pick this win. And then they was giving a loud, I think they're gonna be 9-8, maybe, if they luck up and get 12-5. But and then they say the Giants gonna beat us. But I'm gonna be honest with you. And a lot of people don't know. To all the Cowboy fans, the NFC is very crazy. Now, like I told y'all, The Redskins D line in the middle know how to control the Washington. That's why they got them corners to try to stop, you know, so when you do that players in that play action. But I'm gonna tell y'all something. Our rookies is very advanced than what they got. Our players from last year and they not. If y'all think all them rookies. And Law, you better tell them, I don't care where you from, unless you Michael Jordan or somebody. If you think the players they got on Philly replacing all them players is going to be ahead of the Cowboys defense, y'all got to be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cowboys ran on them, was running over them. But Video King Raheem wanted to throw the ball out there. even when we had our second string quarter, almost came back and beat them. And they won a lot of games in the last minute on an easy schedule. They're gonna have a hard schedule, and that's funny. And I think the Redskins is gonna beat Philly, Dallas is gonna beat Philly, and the Giants gonna finally beat Philly. Watch what I tell you. They gonna finally beat them, and Philly gonna be and they gonna be crying and. I'm telling you, people always be ready to try to stop what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So them teams, they get ready because they know you like to do that quarterback option with the halfback. They're going to stop that stuff this year because he got hurt last year. And y'all make one good point, Law. Y'all say they taking a chance of getting that dude hurt. If he get hurt, that season really is done. We got the quarterback. That know how to play. Our quarterback went through the bad, you know, played 5 games and went 4-1. So we got the advantage on them there. Only thing, like I said, only thing we got to worry about, like you say, Star, is the kicker.
We need to figure out to get the kicker thing going, and you know, hopefully the Cowboys will figure that part out. And that's been our bigger reservation right there, the kicking situation.
And I'm not worried about the halfback. I'm like you. And like me, I'm team first. And all the Cowboy fans. And I'm not worried about the line because the we always replace guards. That's been through our history. The left guard, we always replace guards, and they come and play good. So I'm not worried about that. And everybody talking about the halfback, man, come on, man.
No doubt.
Them halfbacks, like you say, Law, y'all keep – one of them halfbacks going to shock y'all.
One of them going to. I think that, we've been so fixated on the previous scheme and system that we tend to fall into that. Now, granted, I think that even with Zeke, if they do decide to bring him back, he will be more utilized in this particular scheme and system juxtaposed to what he did last year.
And I see what this means, and that's a shame on Kelly Moore. They got Ezekiel Halley hurt. Kept trying to run. It's like me trying to run up. We trying to run up the middle 900 pounds, getting that man killed. When you could have kept the sweep, because like you said, when we was running sweeps on teams, we get 7, 8. But this stupid, that dumb dude kept trying to run up the middle. And right now, this game, Zeke probably will run for 1,200, 1,300 yards. That's what I say. That's why Zeke like, oh, my God. It's going to be hard for Zeke to get there because all these backs going to be having like 4 to 5 yards of carry. I'm telling the scheme is way better than what they used to do. And Skeagle and Ezekiel might miss out. You know what I'm saying? I know he's going like, oh, my God. If he don't get that ring, I know y'all want him to get a ring, but I got a funny feeling we're going to get that ring. And Like we owned the 49ers, and then they finally got them back to back. But this year, it's been a stop. It's going to go back to us because now we built our foundation, and they're going to get a whooping on them. Boys, oh my God, I can't wait. Yo, hey, Law, your brother going to be so mad. Both of your brothers, Philly and they're going to be pissed off. Watch what the Cowboys do to them, man. Watch what happens. Man, I cannot wait, boy. It's going to be beautiful.
No doubt, bro. No doubt, man. I appreciate you for calling in, man. Thank you so much.
For sure. And how about...
The conference has been unlocked.
No doubt, bro. How about them Cowboys? All right. We got Coach Marr, man. Call back in. There we go. And then we're going to shut it down from here. Coach, you're live. Coach Marv, you're live.
Long time no talk to, brother.
Nothing to it, man. Yeah, it's been a minute. I appreciate you for still supporting the channel and sharing the content. I really thank you for all that you do, Coach.
Yeah, man. I appreciate all you do, man. I know you're making big moves. You were so right when you posted on your – when y'all were doing the last final word that we really – overthinking this offensive line and running back situation.
Big facts.
I am a definite a Zeke guy. I don't think Zeke is washed up, but I understand that if Zeke doesn't come back, I think we're okay.
Right.
If he comes back, I think we're gonna be even better. I think Zeke would. My thing that hurt with Zeke is that we wasted his time here with a guy that didn't know how to utilize him.
Big facts.
And did not
know
what it would take to utilize him. I think I saw a little post that somebody had today, and they was watching DeMarco Murray, and I was just wondering, man, when we had the run game coordinator, the offensive line, Callahan here, how seamless the running game was and how we were very smart in our running game, and we would always be able to run the ball when people even knew we were going to run the football. And I think that's what Shanahan has said, that we want to be able to run the ball when people know we're going to run it and pass the ball when people know we're going to pass it. I've seen some things, Law, that – and I want you to check this out. Man, I watched DMV did a clip on – the three tight ends used by Kansas City and how that passing game, he did a very good job of showing how much that three tight end look was working for Kansas City and how they ran a lot of 12 and 13 personnel most of the year, and they dominated with their passing game, but they were attacking all areas of the field. And I think that this is where this offense, this new offense is going, where we're going to attack all areas of the field. And it's going to be very exciting. I think we got enough weapons to do it, but we just have to have a very detailed, efficient structure that's going in. And I just think that we know that we have a good team, and I just think that we're just so anxious to get this thing started that we overanalyze a lot of things. But I feel good. I can't wait for July and for your content from the training camp, but as we want to keep on preaching, Law, that the running game sets the table for everything that we do. It gives us that mentality, and we're building this team first with a mentality, with a tempo, and with one identity, and we're going to be okay with it and keep doing what you're doing, Law. Keep on pushing all your great ideas out there, man, and keep up the fight with me, man, that people don't discredit this running game and think we just need to go throw it in the air.
Right.
We'll get big plays. If we control the ball on the ground, we'll get big plays. I think Dez Bryant had his most productive touchdown year with a quality running game, and people didn't even know that he didn't have as many catches, but he was so exciting because the running game set the tape.
16 touchdowns that season, and DeMarco Murray ran for 1,800 yards, the most yards ever ran by a Cowboys running back. So, yeah. And it was a run-first philosophy in 2014. So, yeah, you're right. And And all of the accolades, when you do that, still will go back to the quarterback, right? Tony Romo only threw for 300 yards one time that year, but it was about efficiency and effectiveness.
But the great John Madden used to say all the time when he was doing his games, he said, you control the game with a running game, but you score in the passing game.
True.
We want to be able to control the game and be able to control the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And then when we do pass the ball, we can take big shots. It's almost like boxing law.
Right.
When you control the body of another, when you throwing those body blows and you control the body, which is like controlling the running game, the line of scrimmage. When you go to the head shots, they're much easier to connect because they got to control, they got to protect the body. And when they're protecting the body, the head shots come and the big blows come, and they come as knockout blows. That's what this offense is going to be designed for. It's control the line of scrimmage, control the tempo, and then when we do strike, we're not going to be striking for no button hooks. We're going to be striking for guys that are getting jacked and big-time gains. That's what the West Coast offense does. It sets you up, and when you do pass the ball, they hit you big.
Man, shoot, you speaking to the choir now, man. I mean, you preaching now. You ain't speaking to the choir. You preaching, dog, about that over here on this end of it.
Look at San Francisco. They listen, you don't see Debo catching no curls. You don't see a Joku catching curls. When they catch the ball, they're on the move because you control the line of scrimmage. You make the people cover their body. And when they do catch the ball, they're in space and they're moving. And that's how they get big plays. And that's how you take a quarterback like a guy that's drafted last in the draft and make him look like he's getting 300-yard passing game where he's getting 80% of that on yak yards. And that's where we want to get to because last year I think we ranked bottom in the league in yak yards per catch. But if we can increase that to the middle of the league or top half of the league with a guy like CeeDee Lamb, a guy like Cooks with his speed, and a guy like Turpin and all those guys can get yak, and with our running backs, that we can really can get out there and catch the ball, and they can get yak yards, that'll make the game much easier for Dak. It'll make the game easier for Dak. It'll make the stats look bigger, and it'll be a very exciting football team to watch. But you got to do it the dirty way. You got to do it physical.
Man, you got to get it out of the mud, man. I appreciate you so much, Coach Marv, and you spitting the truth over there for us, man, and I thank you, fam. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you letting me get in, brother.
No later. Doubt.
Goodbye.
No doubt, man. I see you in the chat, Jay Worthy, man. I appreciate you. I got to roll up out of here. But I just want to tell y'all, man, at the end of the day, the Dallas Cowboys, look, CeeDee Lamb. I think that he's finna have a explosive year. He's finna step it up even more, especially by giving us a chance to have Brandon Cooks on the opposite side. On top of that, with a running game, with a philosophy and a purpose, you're about to see this man cook even more. You're about to. With all of that being said, I really appreciate y'all, man. We're going to get on up out of here, and we're going to rock and roll. But let's go, keep Cowboy Nation. Let's get it. You already know how we go. They say a prize fighter, even when he's down, he continues to swing. He's continued to fight. And that's what we're going to see out of this team. Regardless of the situation, regardless of what people may say, Cowboys still. Big D is in everybody's mouths. And that's just what it is, unfortunately. Jim Rowan once said, when the end comes for me, let it find me conquering a new mountain, not sliding down an old one. Well, we got a long way to go, right? Got to climb up that mountain first. And we're doing just that. Let's continue to climb. Even though they're trying to knock you down. Even though they're saying that, hey, what you did last year is nothing. You got booted out by the Niners once again, back to back. That's okay. Disappointment will be there on your success journey. Falling down will be there on your success journey. But you got to get back up. You don't, regardless of the situation. This team is still young. And the battle is still going on. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the mighty. It's to he that endure to the end. And my friend, are you and will you be willing to endure to the end? There will be people that will compare you to the greats. There will be people that will compare you to the less fortunate. But there will also be people rocking with you and rolling with you. And that's the people that we want to be rocking with to the end. Those who didn't fold up like a wallet or a lawn chair. Those who are willing to fight. Those who are willing to go and get it out of the mud with you. There'll be many of people that say they roll with you, but only a few that'll be willing to fight with you. But shout out to all of my shooters. Shout out to all of the people that said, you know what, Law, it don't matter what the score is. I'm your sniper. Jay Worthy, one of my snipers. Sadiq is one of my snipers. Revs is one of my snipers out there. You know, they gonna be ready to snipe with me, man. They gonna Troy. They gonna shoot them down. And that's what we do. If there's one thing a man should always do, is mainly to himself be true. Never allow someone to change your point of view unless what they bring makes sense to you. Don't judge a man by sight alone, nor by the height he has grown. And when speaking, keep it at a moderate tone, because raised voices turns hearts into stone. You see, in the beginning, it was Brother Our Rock with Law Nation. The morals of life, live, love, and respect for another. Then there are those who will try to be smart. They would take a decent man to alter his heart, to seek to rip him apart. Those, man, you ain't never call a friend, because they bend lies around the truth until it meets therein. Ain't this right, Scorpio? This is a good old sniper for me. DC for life. Let's continue to grind and shine and roll those credits.
I just wanna run it up. Count a check or something. I've been really in the field, let up. Yeah. When I've been really in the field, let up. Rich, I let up feel. Lately, I just wanna run it up. Don't need no deals, I make the deal. Have the ticket to a meal. Lately, I just wanna run it up. Yeah. Count a check or something. Lately, I just wanna run it up. Count that too, count it up.
Count it up.
Emotional damage. Yeah. Need them ones, I need them fives. Need them tens, I need that change. To the safe, got blues inside. Greens and pinks, it's all the same. I still save and roll my change. Take some losses when I play, charge it to the game. I'm with L, yeah, I'm with T-Black, I'm with Revan now. I'm with Bay, yeah, I'm with J, yeah, I'm with Chuck and now. Still the same, not switching sides, now it's about loyalty. Used to size off for the bag, and that's worth more to me. I mix Nike with designer, I experiment. You just rock what's on the shelf, and I'm not feeling it. Search for the one, but baby girl, it's nothing real as this. Can't trust a soul, I keep a hammer, call it too legit. I've been really in the field, love the rush, I love the feel. Lately, I just wanna run it up. Don't need no deals, I make the deal. Have to take it to a meal. Lately, I just wanna run it up. Yeah. Count a check or something. Lately, I just wanna run it up.
Alright, alright. Gonzalez, appreciate you. Stelios, appreciate you. Consent, Common, Sense Lab, appreciate you. I didn't get a chance to read y'all super chats, but I appreciate y'all so much, man. Halle, appreciate you for your super chat. DC for life, let's go. Until next time.
Time to check the song.
Lately, I just want to. Salute.
Count that too. Count it up. Count it up. Count it up.